Can you tell me a little about how this collaborative started and what its purpose is?
Yes. So there was groups from all over the country that are led by typically communities of color and nonprofits working in different areas that are experts in their own territory issues and nuances of their demographics that are organizing around public lands and the overlap with climate change. And all these like smaller groups came together to form a larger collaborative to make sure that we are seen as a source of information and a place where representatives and senators and policymakers can come to our group when they are looking for solutions on public lands and climate from a diverse set of voices that are not your typical big greens, but are smaller local nonprofits that are diverse, that represent faith-based communities, indigenous communities, communities of color. And together, we can just have more strength and a stronger voice at a national level.
Great. And why do you think this collaboration sort of came together at this moment?
You know, we've been working on this for over a year now. So we actually did start in the midst of the Trump administration without knowing exactly how the elections were going to turn out. But we just felt like it was an important conversation to start having, regardless of who was in office and what the, you know, political agendas were for public lands and in terms of extraction and climate issues. So we've been adapting to all the political changes that have been happening in this moment. But this effort has been, you know, we've been working on it for over a year now.
And tell me about that first action you held supporting Representative Deb Haaland.
Yeah, so we are really excited for hopefully having Representative Haaland be the Secretary of the Interior. She really represents the values of the collaborative in terms of equitable representation, making sure voices of communities of color are elevated, making sure that we put the integrity of the landscape and ecology and biodiversity before industry. So we're really excited to support her and see her leadership in the, you know, in the fields and the industries that we work with.
Do you feel like you're switching lenses from a more local perspective to a more national perspective, or do you think this kind of falls in really nicely with the work you're already doing?
I think it's a little bit of both. It falls in really nicely with the work we're doing locally. But when we're talking about public lands and climate issues at a national level, you know, you have to get the perspectives and the expertise of all these different areas in our country. So, for example, some people in the collaborative are in New Mexico. Other people in the collaborative are in South Carolina, right? So it's like their issues might be very different and have little nuances that are different than being on the western slope of Colorado. And then the communities we organize with are different as well. Our immigrant community looks different. You know, our indigenous communities look different. So I think that bringing together these voices makes for a stronger movement, and it allows us to network amongst each other and take actions that will benefit all of our efforts at a local level and elevate that voice at a federal level. So that's really what we're looking for. While we're still being local and centralizing on our local issues, we have this strong collaborative where we can bring these issues at a local level to a federal level in a coalition with more voices to make sure that we're all amplifying each other's work.
Well, thank you so much for all of that information.
Yeah, well, thank you.